Well, anyone who collected unemployment benefits this year could be eligible for low-cost or even free health insurance plans through the Affordable Care Act. This benefit is part of the nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan that President Biden signed into law back in March. Joining us now is Larry Levitt. He is Executive Vice President for Health Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Larry, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, in fact, quite a few people have gotten unemployment benefits in 2021. So tell me more about this program and who would be eligible for it.
Yeah, this was something that was created as part of the COVID relief package, the American Rescue Plan. And what it does is it automatically makes people who received any unemployment benefits in 2021 eligible for zero premium health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. And this is, you know, generous insurance because it also provides lower deductibles, lower copays. So there are a lot of people out there who may be uninsured and eligible for help that they might not know about.
Do we have any idea how many people?
Well, I mean, millions of people have gotten unemployment benefits, as you said. The estimates of how many people will take advantage of this are pretty low. The Congressional Budget Office projected that about 500,000 uninsured people would end up getting this help during 2021. But that's just a projection. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who could benefit from this help if they know about it.
It certainly sounds like it would help. How long would it last?
So this is a short-term program. It would last until the end of the calendar year. And people do have a short window now to sign up before August 15th during a special enrollment period that the Biden administration created in response to the pandemic. But there are a lot of people out there who are also eligible for help and may continue to be eligible next year. I mean, anyone whose income is below 1.5 times the poverty level. That's about $30,000 a year for a family of three, a little over $30,000. They're also eligible for zero premium health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. There are over 7 million people who are eligible for Medicaid, but are uninsured, so have not signed up. So, you know, over half the people who are uninsured are eligible for help, either through the Affordable Care Act or Medicaid. They just may not know that help is there.
If we could zoom out for just a minute, President Biden has extended open enrollment in the ACA since he's come into office because of the pandemic. How has that affected enrollment in the program over the last few months?
Well, you know, over 1 million people have signed up in this special enrollment period that President Biden created. And it's, you know, it's a whole bunch of things the Biden administration has done to really pull out all the stops to get people covered during the pandemic, during the economic crisis. It's extending this enrollment period. It's offering this new help for people who are unemployed. It's increasing the premium help available under the Affordable Care Act this year and next year, and they hope to make that permanent. They've also reversed the cuts in outreach and community-based navigators to help people sign up. So, you know, this is really a sea change from what we saw under the Trump administration, which was efforts to limit the Affordable Care Act, limit Medicaid, and make it harder for people to get insured.
Well, exactly. And the law was under threat for years. Just last month, the U.S. Supreme Court preserved it again. Do you think the ACA is finally on solid ground? Is it here to stay?
There's little question in my mind that the ACA is here to stay for the foreseeable future at this point. You know, the legal cloud that's been hanging over it for a decade has now been lifted. You know, Republicans tried to repeal and replace the ACA during the Trump administration and failed. And I think there's little taste among ACA opponents to try that again in any serious way. And there's a president who campaigned on reinvigorating the ACA. I mean, if there is any political leader out there right now, maybe with the exception of former President Obama, it is President Biden, who is so closely associated with the ACA.
Larry Levitt is Executive Vice President for Health Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me.